This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It's the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen here with Michael Harrison, the chief cook and bottle washer. Also, he's the publisher and the editor at Talkers Magazine. You can find him at talkers.com. Here we have the charts for the week of January 25th to the 29th. Last week already, Michael, of the first month of this year. Wowzer.
Yeah, it has been something, hasn't it? It's not boring.
No. No, it's not. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. We could have... Michael's voice will soothe you. If you're upset about some of the things that are being talked about this week, got you all worked up. Michael and his soothing voice and his approach,
right.
This will calm you right down.
Take a stress pill and calm down. The world is far worse than you realize. So that's like our friend Steve Wiseman says. He's, you know, right. Are things as bad as they can be? No, they're worse. Something like that. He's very funny about that.
Yeah, let's go through them and then we can pick out some of the stuff. Mostly the lies that are coming from China. There's plenty of that we can talk about. And people are there still hasn't been the kind of focus on that sort of thing that I'd like to see happen. So we'll talk about that and why maybe we aren't getting as much info out of China as we continue. But, yes, we have the top 10 people on the list from Talkers and the story list as well, Michael.
Yeah, well, here are the stories. Larry King dies. That's number 10. A lot of talk about Larry King on talk radio.
Yeah.
And number 9, the LGBTQ issues and immigration reform, sparked, of course, by the executive orders. At number 8, Senate power-sharing deal and the filibuster battle, very deeply divided Congress. At number 7, social media censorship and the cancel culture. That's a huge topic. At number 6, race relations and police reform. Huge topic. Number 5, it's back and we're going to be living with it. Climate change. And this week we've had some severe weather across the country, which feeds into that.
Where you and I are, the morning that we're having this conversation, that we're recording the information for the weekend, where I am, it's 8 degrees with a wind chill factor of 5 or 6 below. It's the coldest it's been since February of 2015.
Yeah.
So what is it?
Have you gone out? Have you gone out? I have.
Yeah, I didn't like it. I didn't like it at all. Thanks very much. Have you?
Did you
go out?
I went out, took the garbage out, and
quickly came back in.
I froze my can off.
Did you?
Right. The garbage can, please.
Quite a visualization. All right. Anyway, keep going.
All right. We have number 4, U.S. relations with China and Russia. Number 3, the economy. Education crisis, and the GameStop frenzy, a story that I hate
you
because
understand.
I can't explain it in a minute.
I was going to say, do you understand?
I don't understand. Hate those stories.
Robin Hood, riding through the Robin Hood app. Good.
All I know is I'm glad I wasn't involved in it.
Yeah,
I got to tell you. And as we speak, and this program, of course, is heard all across the weekend, it's still developing. It's still a story with legs. So let's just say it's a brouhaha on Wall Street that
they could do without.
Is and subject to manipulation from all sides of the game in today's technological social media environment. That's my take.
There
and number
go.
2, yeah, COVID-19 vaccines, variants, and stats and prevention. That's the number 2. And number 1, the Senate impeachment trial and the Capitol insurrection investigation. And those are the stories. It's been a heck of a week. The people survey, real quick, Larry King at 10, Vladimir Putin and Xi Jinping at 9, Ted Cruz at 8, Matt Gaetz and Liz Cheney at 7, Marjorie Taylor Greene, superstar of the House, at number 6.
Oh, come on. Take 2 on that one.
Oh, goodness. And
yeah,
now, making her debut on the national scene.
Seeing that other nut job who's there. I forget her name. There's another one of them, two of them. Oy. Where are these people come from? Is this the best America has to offer? I would make it was what party they're in. But look at these people, these clowns that are getting elected because good people don't want to run because of the stuff they have to put up with. So you get some of these real, these people are clowns. That's the best thing you can say about them. Anyway, excuse me, go ahead. Speaking of clowns.
Number five, bring in the clowns.
Yeah.
At number five, we have Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi. Mm. At number four, Dr. Tony Fauci. Yeah, you talk about a guy that survived two administrations. Think about that.
Yeah, but the stuff this week about him and his connection to the research at Wuhan, not great for his. I'm sure there's some Democrats who are thinking or whispering to Biden, maybe you shouldn't have done what you did to appoint Fauci to be in charge of all of this stuff, because he's got a trail. It's a dicey trail.
Let me tell you, everybody of any consequence in American business and politics has a trail that leads the same place.
Do you know who is the highest paid federal employee in America?
No, I do not.
Fauci, $417,000 a year, more than the president.
Is it covered by insurance?
He's 80. I hope so.
No, what I'm saying is he covered by insurance. Is that cost covered by insurance?
Oh,
he's
hope so.
He's an expensive doctor.
Yes,
he's a big doctor. At number three, Mitch McConnell. At number two, Donald Trump. At number one, Joe Biden.
Let's go back to what you just said for a second. The fact that Fauci is making $417,000 as a legitimate trained doctor in the world we live in, isn't 417, now I'm not talking about Fauci now, isn't that an appropriate number for somebody who's in charge or takes care of your health and well-being? Don't you want those people making money?
Of his stature. Can you hear me?
Yeah, yeah.
Of his stature, that's an average income.
Yeah.
Doctors who are tied in with big hospitals, big research, big doctors, big doctors, and there are many of them, they make a lot of money.
Yeah. Well,
however,
but don't you
most
want
doctors
your money?
Complain.
Yeah, they do. They are complaining because they're not making as much as they used to. But don't you want somebody who's responsible for operating on you or trying to come up with whatever it is that's wrong with you? Don't you want them to have the most knowledge possible? And in that, and oftentimes the people that are getting, not always, the people that make the most money are not always the most qualified, but in this circumstance. Yeah.
No, we don't know that.
Well,
does the amount of money that a doctor is paid, is it always in ratio to the quality and the experience and the skill that they have?
How do you get, my recent experience with what may have been a TIA brought me from the Framingham Union Hospital in the town where I live to the Massachusetts General Hospital, probably, arguably, along with the Cleveland Clinic and the Mayo Clinic, the best institutions, maybe UCLA in Los Angeles, but these are among the top five institutions. So I'm going from a local hospital to a nationally, internationally known hospital to get the same treatment, and I guarantee you that some of the people that I've run across the Framingham Union Hospital are every bit as good as the people that you'd find at Mass General. It's just not so much pomp and circumstance and flutter around them because of where they are.
There is that factor, and it's not just in medical. It's in education. You can get a great teacher at a community college, and you can get a dud at Harvard.
Yeah.
You know, this is something that is all through our society. Look at radio. I know some talk show hosts that are better than people on the national scene that work in small little towns and don't want to go anywhere. And I hear them. I go, oh, my gosh, that guy is great.
Great. Yep, that's true. Absolutely. I'm with you on that. Michael Harrison, you're with him and me. I'm Doug Steffen. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I want to dig into number two, the COVID situation and all the various arms and tentacles that it has, the variants, if you will, in conversation as we continue here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Let me remind you about how important it is to have that air filter, that nose of yours, clean, clear through, and deodorized too. And I would recommend the tool that's best for that is the natural approach that you get from using the Navage nasal care system. This is a whole system. It's there are different things around. There are sprays and that sort of stuff that people use that may be good for immediate relief. That's good. There are places for that, and then there's places for the Navage, the utility you're probably going to use at home or in your office if you go there every day. It is a system that the FDA has approved of because it works. That's pretty much the bottom line. The only nasal irrigator powers suction. It flushes out the things that are in your nose naturally. It's so easy to use, and it's drug-free. So, you want to make a clean nose a healthy part of your life? Make good nasal hygiene a part of your life? Go to Navage.com, N-A-V-A-G-E, Navage.com. See how this system works. See how it'll help you. See how you get it. And in fact, get it and use it. You'll be happy or your money back. Navage.com. Introducing Clear. It's pronounced clear, but it's spelled X-L-E-A-R. It's the natural sinus care system that hydrates while it works against contaminants. Clear helps keep you healthy by assisting your immune system, washing out all that gunk that's in your airways. Clear contains xylitol, which is a natural ingredient found in a lot of fruits and vegetables. We've known this for over two decades. Recent research shows that xylitol also blocks viral adhesion. That's the SARS-CoV-2 virus. With Clear, you can enjoy the small moments no matter what the season. Clear also offers nasal sprays for children. Learn more about Clear by visiting clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. You can get it on Amazon or over the counter at your favorite drug or grocery store. It's natural, so all the natural retailers will carry Clear as well. Clear, X-L-E-A-R, clear.com.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Ellen Krebel.
State legislators in one western state were trying to pass a controversial bill and hoped to do it quickly before opponents had a chance to generate opposition. Opponents found out and asked that the bill be read on the Senate floor, a right members have in every state. So the leadership brought in five computers to simultaneously read different parts of the bill at 650 words a minute each, a speed no human can follow and comprehend. A district judge finally intervened and ordered the state Senate president to have the bill read in an intelligible fashion. Such shenanigans are common in legislatures across the country, but the principle they violate just isn't that complicated. The people have a right to know what their government is doing. And playing kindergarten games does not fill the bill.
For more information, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
Progressive Motorcycle presents Road Wisdom from the Motor. The road is everything you want it to be.
Everything.
As long as what you want is road. Progressive Motorcycle also presents basic policies starting at $79 a year. Progressive Motorcycle, for those who were born to ride. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy is not available in all states.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
All right, it's 19 at the hour. Michael Harrison, Doug Steffen here. You know, looking at a lot of these things that are on the story list and talking about the people that are involved here, so many of these stories involve fear. Because that sells, I guess, Michael. We seem to all be afraid of something or a bunch of stuff. Does that hold us back from being our best selves? Do you think we're not at the best time because of all of the fear-based thinking?
I think fear is definitely something to be feared, as Franklin Roosevelt said.
Mm-hmm.
It's a 1-2 punch. It's fear and blame. What to fear, who to blame. Those are the two things that drive the national conversation, and that, I think, is unfortunate.
Yeah. So what do we do? Can we do a better job as talk hosts? Because a lot of talk
always
is about fear and that sort of thing. And speaking of the biggest fear is whether you're going to get sick or not. We'll talk about that as we continue here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Attention business owners, body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Now we'll move back into the focus on what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. This is a weekly event. Michael Harrison is here with me. I'm Doug Steffen, and we are charged with the, is that the right? We are supposed to be, our charge is to cover conversation about what's going on in talk radio. Correct. And I think that you and I were just talking off the air about some of our colleagues and what goes on and how some of the things that are a problem in our country have been exacerbated by positions that people have taken, whether they're politicians or whether people are on the air. We all have a lot in common. I think as Americans, we have a lot in common. And we don't seem to be able to find our common, as much as we have so many things in common, we can't seem to find a common denominator. And it seems to be, you know, you look at some of these crazy people that were in Washington. There weren't as many. The news media makes it feel like there were tens of thousands. There weren't. But there were enough there to create a problem. And, you know, you just wonder who puts on a buffalo helmet or something that guy Chansley wore with the horns coming out and puts war paint on his face? What kind of a sane individual does that stuff?
The Minnesota Vikings fans.
Okay. Touche. Well, but did they go to Washington?
No.
They stayed in Minnesota.
They stayed in Minnesota.
Right. Okay. Well, listen, you got me on that one.
Well, I mean, come on, you know. The fact of the matter is you're touching on something very interesting. We have this insurrection at the Capitol, which was a terrible thing, and I can't tell you how awful I think that was. So I stand on the side of let's not forget that, because that's a really bad thing, and we cannot let it fade away. 3 weeks later, it's gone. No. That's important. However, following it up with 25,000 National Guardsmen surrounding the Capitol, you know, it's like after the horse leaves the barn, you know.
Awful. Ridiculous.
Come on.
It's ridiculous.
They obviously, they took their shot, whether it was organized by Trump, instigated by Trump, instigated by other people, instigated by domestic, whatever the cause was, they took their shot, they did it. There was not one incident in any nation, in any capital, state capital. No.
Way
the
over
hype,
there.
The hype that followed it.
But is that part of our, is that what's part of the legacy here that we have? in the news talk radio business.
Yes,
the news
it's show business. We don't know the difference between serving the public good and serving our own good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that's as we go down and things become more, you know, how long has Hitler been dead since 1945? And yet when you look around, there are so many remnants of that. What's the cause of that? What's happening? Have we pushed too far things like Black Lives Matter that make other people feel like they are being ostracized or marginalized or whatever it is? How do we find back again to the question about finding the middle, the happy medium? Because we can't find it on news talk radio. You can't find it on television news. You don't find it in the newspapers. Where do you find it? And do people have enough sense in their own? You know, I think about age as it affects this, Michael. Younger people tend to lean on science. And older folks, mature souls, if you will, lean on faith. The older you are, the more likely you take a long walk and think things out versus the younger you are. And maybe this has always been the way it is. Was I like that? Were you like that when you were a kid? Impulsive and kind of did silly things? I guess perhaps, but this, it just seems different now. Is it or is it not?
It's a little bit of both. It is a little bit different now, and you are different now. So the perception of reality changes as we change. We live inside our own unique, you know, bubbles.
All I can think of is the line from Danger, Danger, Will Robinson. That's what comes to mind when I think about some of these things and the way we're presenting them. 28 after the hour on the Talk Radio Countdown.
Those big wireless companies try to lure you in with a new phone just to lock you into a contract. Not Simple Mobile. If you have a great smartphone you love, you can get a powerful nationwide 5G network without the contract. Just text the word BYOP to 611611 to see if your phone's compatible. Simple Mobile. Out with the old, in with the simple. Message and data rates may apply. Visit simplemobile.com/privacy policy for privacy policy and the terms and conditions at simplemobile.com/terms and conditions. Compatible 5G capable device and SIM required. Actual availability, coverage, and speed may vary. 5G network not available in all areas. 5G upload speeds not yet available.
Veterans face treacherous situations filled with peril while serving our country. Many veterans come home physically injured, suffering from PTSD, have traumatic brain injuries, or other ailments. At an unprecedented time in history, our most vulnerable veterans are isolated at hospitals and their homes. Imagine having to shelter in place forever. Over the past year, Help Heal Veterans has sent nearly 500,000 therapy kits to isolated veterans and active military. Help Heal Veterans, with the support of citizens like you, creates, manufactures, and distributes therapeutic art and crafts projects for our veterans and military, making things better together. Join us in supporting an isolated or sick veteran and help them through this desperate time. To learn more, visit healvets.org. This message is furnished by Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization that has been helping veterans for 50 years. healvets.org.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BremboStoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE-equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BremboStoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Biden has invited a group of 10 Senate Republicans to the White House to discuss their counterproposal to his $1.9 trillion COVID-19 relief plan. The group, led by Maine Senator Susan Collins, is proposing a $600 billion plan. Senator Rick Scott says the GOP's plan helps those hurting the most from the pandemic, but the Florida Republican tells Fox News that he believes the president's plan is just a payback to his more liberal supporters.
In the last 12 months, we've spent or committed $4.5 trillion. We have no idea how much that money has not been spent. So let's help with the people who have lost their job. Let's help our small businesses get open. Let's make sure we get this vaccine out. But this radical left agenda that is you know, not worrying about the fact that we have $27 trillion worth of debt. We're not living even close to within our means. I mean, this makes no sense. This is just a payback to the liberal left.
This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Infectious disease experts are warning of another surge in coronavirus cases thanks to the more transmissible variant of the virus from the UK. That strain has thus far been identified in patients in 30 states. A strain from South Africa has also emerged in the U.S. over the last week. Former FDA Commissioner Dr. Scott Gottlieb believes the new strains may eventually require vaccine boosters. He tells CBS's Face the Nation that because of that, infection rates may not fall as quickly as would have otherwise been expected.
The new variants create a lot of risk. I think that the risk is that what you're going to see over the summertime is, whereas the summer should have been very quiet, coronavirus should have really dissipated, in part because of the seasonal backstop, in part because we've infected a third of the population, and in part because we're immunizing more people. So coronavirus levels should have really come down this summer. You might see higher prevalence than what you would have expected, but what's going to likely happen is that the prevalence is going to be high in certain regional hotspots. So we'll have hotspots of infection and maybe epidemics in parts of Florida, parts of Southern California because of B117. They'll never really get out of it, but the rest of the country will see prevalence come down. Now, the risk is to the fall when, you know, these new variants are going to want to surge. B117, B1351, P1. Now, with respect to the South African and the Brazilian variants, they don't appear right now to be more fit, meaning that they're more transmissible. So they may not spread as readily, and we have time to get control of those variants and develop new boosters that could protect against them, vaccine boosters.
For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Second half hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show. This is an assemblage of information about the world of News Talk Radio that's heard on hundreds of radio stations all around the country every weekend. The ancillary companion is the conversation in the Talk Radio Review that we have with the DJV show folks. And we have the listing here, the stories, and the people are always listed at Talkers Magazine. You can find that at talkers.com, and you can also find the lists on our social media pages, that is at DJV Show. So plenty of ways to get the information that Michael and I are talking about. One of the stories, you have a number 9 here, the LGBTQ issues. A person who saw the list posted at DJV Show, the response from his fellow, the name is Denny. It's a joke, right? Transgender women are wrecking sports for the women they are, and it's terrible. The transgender issue, and whether or not somebody who had been a man or a boy, when they have the readjustment surgery or whatever they call it, and become, they lose their private parts.
Well, that's transsexual.
Well, that's part of the transgender
parts. You remain a man, yeah, and or a woman, and you take on the appearance and the posture and the style of the other because you are, you know.
So would Bruce Jenner be an example of that?
Yeah, he's transgender. Bruce Jenner still has his things.
Right. Okay. So what happens to his things though? What do you do? I suppose. Okay, you, that maybe is a question.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Let's interview them.
Well, his things or him?
We should be making jokes about such things.
Yeah, probably not. We'll be considered politically
incorrect. There's certain things that should be left unsaid and uninterviewed.
That's true. All right. Let's go to, let's bounce around a little bit here. Number two is COVID. One of the things that is most, if you look around at all the variants in the, you know, the intersection of what vaccine should we get and how many people are in the hospital and is there a new kind of an African or an English version of this. Now, there's another twist on it because there's been a proposal late in the week to have everybody that gets on an airplane in this country. Heretofore, it's been regulated or ruled. If you want to come to America from another country, you better have a test that shows that you are clean, clear, through, and deodorized, too. So now, the latest flag in this is that we have COVID tests for everybody who wants to get on a U.S. flight. So the guy who's the head, the CEO of American, this guy named Doug Parker, has been pushing back against this, and some of the other airline CEOs are doing the same thing now, because what it amounts to is testing Americans before they get into airplanes. The planes are certified to be much cleaner than they used to be, as far as the air is concerned. I can't tell you, in the couple of flights that I've taken since this all began, that I thought the planes were cleaner, but the air is, you can feel the air. It feels better. It feels different. So, but does this, I mean, if we get down, we were talking about Nazism before. Is this like Big Brother? I mean, it's a combination of things that, again, the Chinese government created in the lab. I think that that's pretty clear. There's some more things. You see the things from the Epoch Times this week, Michael, about what's being the close down of three or four provinces. Hundreds of millions of people have been told they can't move because things are so out of control. The protests going on in Russia against Putin, and they are at least now making it into the news media. The protests against Xi Jinping and the government of China not making it much into the news because they have a tighter lid on control in their country. But the situation, apparently, there have been millions of people who have died in China, and nobody seems to be talking about it because nobody really knows what the real facts are, other than this thing was developed in a lab in Wuhan, and, you know, you take it from there as to what the motivation was. I know what I think. What about you?
Well, I think that we obviously don't have a lot of information out of China because they are very, very, very secretive. As for whether or not this thing was developed in a lab in Wuhan, I don't know. I certainly know there's a lot of evidence to indicate that the origins and spread of the coronavirus that we call COVID-19, that we once called the Wuhan coronavirus, mm-hmm. is suspect that that China has a role in both the origin and the spread. But we still don't know the facts. But no, of course, freedom of the press, freedom of speech, First Amendment, American institutions. Russia, you know, Russia has their own form of tyranny. China, they're masters of it. China is every bit as dangerous and tyrannical as any regime we've dealt with in modern times. And it is a problem because, one, they're our adversary, and two, they're also our partner in a lot of things.
Right.
We have to deal with that. We can't just blame China. And we can't
blame our own greed.
Exactly.
Let me give you. All right. Let me explain. Let me. There was a couple of years ago, Diane Sawyer. Nobody really remembered this until I actually dug this out. I came across it and I went back to it and I thought, my God, think about this. Diane Sawyer's report a few years ago, where there was a truck that came. This was a home, I think I think it was Missouri. Don't hold me to that, but I think it's a middle American home. So they bring a truck to this home, they go into the home, and they remove everything in the home that wasn't made in the United States. Literally, nothing but the kitchen sink was left in that home. Mm-hmm. So then, the Diane Sawyer crew took this family around and replaced all of the items in the home that were made outside of our country and replaced them with similar items that were made in the USA. Mm-hmm. How much do you think the difference was in what these people paid originally for what was in their home and all the items being made in the United States being brought back into their home. How much do you think it costs more?
I don't know. 35% less? I'm just guessing. I don't know.
$64. You can see it in the reports all over. It's been resurfaced
$64
all over YouTube. The only difference, if every American spent $64 more than what normal items, quote-unquote, were not made in America, four items made in America, creates 200,000 new jobs immediately, and it is very little. The cost is very little. We all think we go to Walmart, everything in there is made in China. You go to the dollar store, everything's made in China. And what are we doing to ourselves? Look at what we're doing to ourselves.
Well, it's just a matter of information. It's just a matter of education. I don't think most Americans go, I'm saving $64.
Oh, no, I don't either. I think it's just lazy.
Who cares about making this?
Yeah, right. Yeah. But thinking about, if you're going to think about the survival of our country, but how busy do you have to be to look at a label and see if it was made in China or not?
I think people are starting to do that.
I think they are, too.
Yeah, but consciousness raising takes time. That's the whole point. Time. And you have to have patience for things to take hold and for people to understand so they don't feel it's being pushed on them or they feel it's a hype.
It's takes their time. Decision, not somebody else's.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
So we have to have the patience. We have to, and stop blaming. Don't blame Biden. Don't blame this one. Don't blame Trump for the failings that he has had in carrying out his China policy. Blame LeBron James. I mean, remember that whole issue. I mean, everybody is involved in this. And we're not going to defeat China. We're not going to wipe them out. We're not going to topple their regime. It isn't going to happen.
Not after 40 years of this stuff. You're not going to do it. Nope.
You know, we have to learn to live with them in a way that's balanced and respectful and where we don't fall victim to their BS.
Yeah, right. And that's the challenge, I think, as much as anything else, the educational side of this. And just, by the way, to go back to revisit the COVID testing before domestic flights, I didn't want to leave that until it was clear that if, according to all of the CEOs of all the airlines, what will happen here is basically people stop traveling. 44 after the hour, Michael Harrison, Doug Stephan on the Talk Radio Countdown Show with a suggestion for the safest, most natural way to lose weight. A lot of people are telling me through our connections on social media that Calitrin is fabulous for a couple of different things. One person wrote last week and told me that she was on Weight Watchers, and at the end of the day, at the end of the program, they don't tell you how to keep the weight off. Calitrin does through its services. It does. So if you support whatever efforts you're taking with Calitrin, maybe that's the right step. It doesn't interfere with any medications. It doesn't interfere with any health conditions. It doesn't interfere with anything because it's drug-free. It's stimulant-free. It's a powder. You can take it as a liquid or in a capsule form. The health benefits beside just helping you to keep the weight off because of the ingredients, all kinds of other things, gives you more energy, better digestion, that sort of thing. I could go through a dozen reasons why you should choose Calitrin for a healthy weight loss supplement. Go to toploss.com, if you please, toploss.com. Read the story. Read the successes. And connect with they have people that are counselors available to help you through making the decisions of what to do and how to do it. Want to lose weight the right way? There's a lot of science backing Calitrin. Go to toploss.com, read all about it, help yourself to a healthy way to lose weight and keep it off. That's the bottom line. Use the DJV code at checkout. No shipping charges, and you're then going to access the best deals like buy three and get three free. So you get 6 months for the price of three. To lose weight, keep it off. Go to toploss.com. Lots of focus on MyPillow these days about how literally it has changed everybody's life who uses these pillows. Your very own MyPillow can be yours by going to MyPillow.com. Now is the time for the premium MyPillow sale to get you involved. Lowest price ever. You can get a queen-size premium MyPillow, usually $69.98. Now it's $29.98. $40 you save. Kings are only $5 more. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill so you have the exact support you need regardless of your sleep position.
Comes with a 10-year warranty, washable, dryable, 100% made in the USA. So go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials page. You'll find not only this amazing offer, but also deep discounts on all MyPillow products using the DJV code. The Giza Dream bed sheets, MyPillow mattress topper, MyPillow towel sets. That's MyPillow.com. Check out using the promo code DJV.
Good morning, Private!
Good morning, Private!
I mean, seriously, what a pleasant morning. The sun is shining and the birds are chirping.
You seem to be in a good mood today.
Astute observation.
He's probably happy because he found out Honey Nut Cheerios can help lower cholesterol as part of a heart-healthy diet.
They're even shaped like hearts. So, in lieu of the obstacle course today, I propose a nice, meditative nature walk. Does that sound delightful to everyone?
Yes, Drill Sergeant!
Happy Heart Shapes are back for a limited time. Learn more about Honey Nut Cheerios by picking up a box at your local store.
Our most vulnerable veterans are isolated at hospitals. And during their greatest time of need, their loved ones can have little or no contact with them. Imagine having to shelter in place forever. Learn how you can help at healvets.org. Help Heal Veterans with the support of citizens like you is making things better together. Learn more at healvets.org. This message is furnished by Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization.
Now's the time to earn your bragging rights and rule the road in a powerful Dodge vehicle. With enough style, horsepower, and performance to make your muscle car dreams come true, it's no wonder J.D. Power named Dodge the number one ranked brand in initial quality and driver appeal for mass market brands. Join the Brotherhood and experience the strength of Dodge muscle today. Visit Dodge.com or see your local Dodge dealer for great deals. Tied for initial quality study. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
Work ethic isn't built overnight. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. To genuinely build work ethic, it's important to work hard at all things, not just the things you like. Sure, there will be things towards which you gravitate, and in those areas, working hard will come much easier. But work ethic is built by your approach to everything you do, in every task, in every moment. How you approach the moment and task is defining how you build your work ethic. And look, work ethic will carry you a very long way. Now, of course, we want to be mindful of the concept of working smarter, not harder, but we also want to be mindful of the ways in which we are training ourselves to work hard by the work ethic we have in all things we do. For inspiration and motivation along the way, listen to my new podcast, Tackling Life, with NFL legend Ray Lewis.
All right, one of the things I like to do with Michael every week as we end our conversation together is talk about what's in the MH interview, the Michael Harrison interview. This week, a very familiar face, or maybe better put, familiar voice, especially to New York talk radio fans, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah. He's like Spider-Man in New York. His name is Curtis Sliwa. He formed the Guardian Angels. He wears a red hat, red jacket. You walk down the street with him. I've had lunch with him a number of times. Hey, Curtis. He's known all over the city. Like, he's, you right. know, Superman. Yeah. And he's a character. He's running for mayor. He's going to run for mayor for the Republican nomination to go up against de Blasio, I guess. Or
No, not or, de Blasio.
Yang.
Yang, who's going to run. I think it was running for president. Mm. So that'd be an interesting thing. I don't think there are three votes for blah Blasio in New York, are there?
No.
At this point. Like these big city government. Anyway, so what does Sliwa tell you? Give us a little clue.
He talks all about Larry King. He talks about Trump. He talks about his race for the GOP nomination and the state of New York.
Right. All right. Well, I can only say after that, Larry King, long live Larry King, man. That's a way to cap our conversation. Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine at 10 before the hour. I'm Doug Steffen.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely.
Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day. And our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Three after the hour now, Tech Talk time with Victoria Keelan. I'm Doug Steffen, going through the top five items, counting them down, the top five items from the world of technology this week. And the first matter of fact comes from those who are promoting the Super Bowl. And so what's the deal? What's this? Who's going to be upset by this news, Victoria?
So this is kind of an interesting story. I've been asking around, you know, my husband has a toe in the sports world, and so yes. I've been asking him, has he seen anyone reacting to the news that the Super Bowl will not be streaming in 4K or HDR this year because it's on CBS, and they just don't have that infrastructure. NFL games that have aired on Fox, everyone knows if you have a 4K TV or even just a really, you know, a good TV, you see how clear the picture is. It's really incredible. So they broadcast all their games in 4K, and CBS has never done that. And now for the Super Bowl, they're not going to do it either. And so apparently the word has not really gotten out yet to sports fans. So I think on the day of the game, we're going to see a lot of angry people on social media saying that the picture doesn't look that good. But the truth is, that is the deal. CBS has made this announcement. Whether people have picked it up or not yet, it seems like they aren't paying attention. But if you have a 4K TV and you are expecting the standard crystal clear picture, you may have to lower your expectations because it's probably not going to happen. But we'll have to wait and see what the social media response will be, because I bet people are going to think that their screen looks a little blurry.
All right, next up, Elon Musk is doing some things that will get people raising their eyebrows.
Yeah, Elon Musk, who's always sort of has his finger on the pulse of, cutting edge technology as well as social commentary. He's quite the public figure at this point. He announced that he's donating $100 million to develop a prize for the best carbon capture technology. Essentially what that means is now this contest is open to anyone who is going to create new carbon capture technology. This sucks carbon out of the air, and then it gets carbon dioxide gets sucked out of the air, then it gets recycled, and it gets made into sustainable fuel. It's another, you know, Microsoft has donated $1 billion. Bill Gates matched it with a second $1 billion fund. This is definitely the way that cutting-edge tech is going. And the interesting thing is the price tag for capturing 1 ton of carbon dioxide is $600. So essentially, with this new carbon capture tech that Elon Musk is hoping to develop or sponsor, they want to lower that price to bring it way, way down to make it really cheap to capture carbon dioxide from the atmosphere.
All right. Number three on our list of the top five technology stories is a focus on Sling TV.
Sling TV, the streaming service that a lot of people are using, millions and millions of customers really like Sling. And I think they were hoping that Sling would not raise prices, but this is 2021, and everybody has cut, I mean, the number of people who cut the cord from cable in 2020 was pretty astounding, and so everybody flocked to the streaming services, and they're making a profit. So Sling TV is the latest one. They've gone, they've raised their prices. The orange and blue channel packages will go up by $5, so that'll be $35 a month for new subscribers, $50 a month when you bundle them together. The good news is, if you are an existing Sling customer, they have the one-year price guarantee, so you won't see the new prices go up until August, but if you're a new customer looking to make a jump to a different service, then you are going to have to pay these extra prices. The Sports Extra for live sports, that package went up by $1. That's $11 a month now. You can add on other bundles. They've got different premium packages. Everything's going up. On the other side of that, they're trying to offset this bad news with a little more DVR space. So you'll get a few extra hours. It's now 10 extra hours of DVR. It brings a total of 50 hours per month. And if you have the DVR add-on, the Plus, then you'll get 200 hours of DVR. And as we know, this is what everyone's doing now. Everybody's binging like crazy. So people need as many DVR hours as possible.
All right, number two, a focus on Facebook once again.
Yep, here's some bad news, and there's nothing you can do about it, so I'm sorry to even bring this story up, but if you're getting a lot of extra spam calls on your phone number, check in your Facebook account and see which number you had listed when you signed up, because Facebook is dealing with 533 million users whose phone numbers have been sold on the dark web. So there's nothing you can do. I would say just make sure, you know, either put a fake number when you sign up for accounts. Don't put your real phone number ever. And that's probably the best thing you can do when you're signing up for something.
Mm-hmm. Number one, Apple issues a warning.
This was not the biggest story of the week, but to me, this is definitely the most impactful, especially because my father has a pacemaker and an iPhone. So if you have an Apple iPhone, Apple has now issued a warning. Keep it at least 6 to 15 inches away from the left side of your chest. Do not put it in your chest pocket. Keep it away from your defibrillator. Keep it away from the pacemaker. It will definitely cause, fluctuations in how it performs, which is dangerous.
Yep, very dangerous. All right, the word to the wise there. Thank you, Victoria, with the top five tech stories this week. I'm Doug Steffen at 59 past the hour.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.